Bless you, God bless you, God bless you, you and Ebu. Welcome, welcome one and all. Welcome to the movie Power Number, the 15 minutes of your day can change, will change, if you allow God to do it. He can blow your mind and transform your entire life. So grateful to God that He has given us another opportunity to be in His presence, here of His word, to be transformed by the power of God. Let us pray. Gracious Father and Lord God, we honor you and we praise you on today just for being God. Not for all the things that you've done, yet you have done so many miraculous things in our lives, but simply because you are God. You are the creator of the universe, but yet and still you are madly in love with us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for keeping us through last night's slumbering, waking us up this morning. Thank you that our alarm clocks didn't wake us up, nor that our phone alarms wake us up, but it is simply by the grace, the power, and the love of God. And for that, we say thank you. We thank you that you love us in spite of us. We thank you that you love us beyond us. We thank you that you love us in such a way that you allowed us to be a part of your plan on today. And we will never be able to tell you enough how much we appreciate you. Now, as we delve into your word on today, God, I pray that you would open up our ears, open up our hearts to receive what it is that you have for us on today, God. Father, whatever it is that we may have a preconceived notion about, Father, we are praying even now that you help us to toss that out of the window, God, that we might be able to learn your word in the way that you intended for us to learn it. God, that you will remove any sort of religiosity, that you will remove any sort of wrong understanding and interpretation of your word. God, that you remove any sort of erroneous context of the pretext of the text, God. God, that we might be able to live out what it is that you have prayed before us today. God, we love you today. We adore you and we do praise you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Again, we just thank God for life. We thank Him for health and we do thank Him for. And on this morning, we're going to journey to the New Testament. We're going to Acts, the first chapter, Acts of the Apostles is what the full name of this is. Acts, the first chapter. And we're just going to read five verses, starting at verse four. You know what? No, let's read the first eight verses, the first eight verses of Acts, the first eight verses. The first eight verses of the first chapter of Acts. We'll start in the New American Standard Bible. The Bible that you're reading from right now may be a little different, but because it's so early in the morning, you may just listen to the verses that I give you on today. Acts 1, starting at verse 1. New American Standard Bible reads that follows the first account I composed, Theophilus, about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after had by the Holy Spirit given orders to the apostles whom he had chosen. To these he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking other things concerning the kingdom of God. Verse 4, gathering them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which he said, you heard of from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they were asking him, saying, Lord, is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know time that we pass which the Father has fixed by his own authority. Verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest parts of the earth. I'm going to jump now to the contemporary English version. The contemporary English version After that, we'll read one more version and we'll be done. Again, we're in Acts, the first chapter, starting at the first verse. In the contemporary English version, it reads like this: Theophilus, I first wrote to you about all that Jesus did and taught from the very first, until he was taken up to heaven. But before he was taken up, he gave orders to the apostles he had chosen with the help of the Holy Spirit. For 40 days after Jesus had suffered and died, he proved in many ways that he had been raised from death. He appeared to his apostles and spoke to them about God's kingdom. While he was still with them, he said, "Do not leave Jerusalem yet. Wait here for the Father to give you the Holy Spirit, just as I told you, he had promised to do." John baptized with water, but in a few days he will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When the apostles were still with Jesus, they asked him, "Lord, are you now going to give Israel its own king again?" Jesus said to them, "You don't need to know the time of those events that only the Father controls. But the Holy Spirit will come upon you and give you power. Then you will tell everyone about me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and everywhere in the world." Let's go to the last version that I will read today. And let's go to the Passion Translation. The Passion Translation. Again, reading from Acts, the first chapter, we're going to start at the first verse. "To Theophilus, the lover of God, I write to you again, my dear friend, to give you further details about the life of our Lord Jesus Christ and all the things that he did and taught. Just before he ascended into heaven, Jesus left instructions through the Holy Spirit for the apostles he had chosen. After the sufferings of his cross, Jesus appeared alive many times to those same apostles over a 40-day period, proving to them with many convincing signs that he had been resurrected. During these encounters, he taught them the truth of God's kingdom. Jesus instructed them, 'Don't leave Jerusalem, but wait here until you receive the gift I told you about, the gift the Father has promised. For John baptized you in water, but in a few days from now, you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit.' Every time they were gathered together, they asked Jesus, 'Lord, is now the time for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom?' He answered, 'The Father is the one who sets the fixed dates and times of their fulfillment. You are not permitted to know the timing of all he has prepared by his own authority.'" Verse 8, "But I promise you this, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will be seized with power. You will be my messengers to Jerusalem, throughout Judea, the distant provinces, even to the remotest places on earth." And the word of the Lord is blessed. I've got a few more minutes, but I basically have read about what I wanted to talk about. Here's my question this morning: are you on a power trip? Are you on a power trip? What do you think about when someone mentions the power of God? What do you think about? Do you think about miracles of healing? Do you think about someone being raised from the dead? While there are many manifestations nowadays that are associated with or attributed to to the power of God working in the lives of believers. Now, I've got to be honest and transparent with you. I don't discount all of them, but I'm also very cautious when it comes to them. I want to make sure that I test the Spirit. I want to make sure that I'm reading Scripture to make sure it aligns with Scripture. I don't just assume that anything and everyone that claims to be of God is of God. But you all, I'm always intrigued when I hear about the power of God, because the word power in this passage in Acts 1 and 8 comes from the word dunamis, the Greek word that is translated to power. That is the exact same word that is used for dynamite. Dynamite. But are we supposed to think of God's power that way, as dynamite? If we did, you all, just to let you know, that would be a major simplification, an oversimplification of what God's power really is. First of all, let's think about it. Dynamite can be very destructive, and God's power is not destructive. Dynamite power is what's called transitory. Like lightning, it comes and it goes. But God's power is steady. It's long lasting. It can be very subtle when it's working. When you see lightning, you see it all across the land. You can see it for miles away. But sometimes you are the power of God comes not necessarily with observation. It sometimes works behind the scenes. Okay? So we want to think about that. And the other thing, I want to just jump back real quick about dynamite being destructive. Just because God's power is not destructive does not mean it's not powerful. Because think about it, it was his power that he called upon, that he employed to create the universe. So it's not a just passive power. It is actually even his power that keeps the entire universe together. Think about it, we're not talking about keeping the earth together, but we're talking about keeping all the planets in place and keeping the solar system all running in sync together. That's God's power. So his power is not destructive like dynamite. His power is not transitory, coming and going like dynamite. And thirdly, you all, dynamite has no lasting value. Once it's done, it's done. Whereas the power of God is everlasting. Are y'all hearing me? The power of God is everlasting. You all, we would be so remiss in thinking that we're going to have these mountaintop dynamite experiences, and all the while finding that you're like 2 Timothy 3:5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Again, there's going to be so many that are doing things and they attribute it, associate it in the name of God, and they're going to be standing there listening to Jesus speak to them, like he did in Matthew 7:23, when the people in the last day said, "Didn't he prophesy in your name?" And he could say, "I never knew you." Well, even in that instance, if you look at the scripture and if you do a word study, you'll find that the word dunamis, the word for dynamite, is used in those passages in 2 Timothy and in Matthew, but with very different meanings. So then how should our attitude be towards spiritual power? You all, we should want the power of God to break the power of sin in our life. We need the power of God to do it. We cannot live right. We cannot do right in this world unless we have the power of God. Because the power of the evil one is what runs in this world. And if we don't have the power of God, we cannot do what God is calling for us to do. But you all also understand this. We can't just want the power of God to put ourselves on parade. Please hear me today. There is a wrong desire for power. And at the very core of that is evil. That's what got Lucifer thrown out of heaven. The desire to say, "I'm just like God." That desire for power. You all, we have to submit ourselves unto God. We have to submit ourselves to God to say, "I need you to run my life." Because that of itself is power. That, no, I'm not going to. Look, I'll do everything except that. Well, you all, guess what? That is a challenge to power as well. And we have got to want God to rule and abide over our lives. So I'm asking again, are you on a power trip? Are you wanting to be in charge of your life? Or will you bow down and let God be there? We can't live this life for God unless we have the power of God. That power that is not destructive, but builds in us. That power that is not transitory, but is steady and long-lasting. And that power that has everlasting value. Let's pray. Gracious Father and Lord God, we thank you on today. God, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for reminding us that the power that you gave and act that we see in Acts 1 and 8 is the power that we need in order to live this life the way that you are calling for your people to live. God, I pray that on today, God, that we would seek out the power of God in every aspect of our lives, lending ourselves over and allowing your power to take us over. Be with us as we go about our day in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazing week. God bless you. In Jesus' name.